Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Man, what a nice weekend it was. So beautiful. Especially for Easter. You know, the sun was out. It was beautiful.
That was like the most gorgeous day.
It was soup scorch, bro.
Yeah. I mean, we were very, very lucky that that was our Sunday. And there are so many people out and about. Boy, was it busy yesterday.
Was it?
I don't know if you noticed how many people. Yeah. I thought everyone was going to be at their family's house enjoying Easter, and it was a good day to be out on the roads. Oh, no. Everybody
what
was
did you
outside.
Do? Since you don't have family here except Nana.
No, I went and hung out with my bestie and her family for breakfast.
Good.
We had a breakfast brunch. And then I went out to Castle Rock and did a bunch of hiking for a few hours.
Shoot, that's
out
perfect.
At a zipline park. And then I met Zoe in Lakewood. Or like the Sloan's Lake area.
Oh, yeah.
Is where I was. So we went there and had some ice cream. And so I was all over the metro area yesterday. And so was everybody else. I'm telling you.
That's
there's
funny.
So many people on
the road. Yeah, because us, we went within our bubble. We went like to church and then home to get the deviled eggs and then over to my sister's house the rest of the day. Just hung with family. So
I was all over the southern part of the metro area. And so was everyone else again.
definitely pretty, though. My God, I went out in mode and I put all the patio furniture out this weekend. Like my back patio, done. Let's do it.
You be careful.
Fire up the grill.
That's
exactly what I said. I know we're going to get dumped on now.
Mother Nature always hits us on Mother's Day. She's like, hey,
yes,
I'm still
right.
here.
It's fine.
Boom.
It looks good. And don't want to brag. And for all of you that are going to come after me right now, I have not been watering. Okay.
Yeah.
But
you
by far, my grass is the greenest in the neighborhood already. Like,
really?
It is popping. It looks fantastic right now. And the guy I have a silent competition with across the street, dead and brown.
Yeah.
Oh, dead and brown. And I attribute it to a little concoction of stuff I put down right before winter starts.
Oh, is that
so
it?
So then spring, boom! Already winning the long game.
I just thought you intimidated your grass like you did, right?
Whoa,
like,
I yelled at it. Turn green, jerk!
Yeah.
Turn green!
You put the fear into that grass.
I swam gonna run. Funny. Hey, guys. Good morning. It's Jeremy, Katie, Josh. Happy Monday. Welcome back from a fun weekend. I've got two observations for you, one of which happened yesterday at said church and said because it was beautiful out, according to Katie Cat. I showed you guys a picture a little bit ago of my wife and my daughter.
Oh, they're so sweet.
They both had on the national uniform for 2026 for women.
Yeah.
Kind of like the dress.
The summer, or the spring kind
springy,
of Easter dress, yes.
A light tank or something underneath,
uh-huh.
like t-shirt. Yeah. And then the jean jacket.
Yeah. both your daughter and your wife.
Both rocking the jean jacket yesterday.
I love it.
Okay, so they were little twinsies and they looked really cute. I'm a fan. I'm a fan of the look.
Uh-huh.
But I also know it is the national uniform for ladies in 2026, and we wandered in a church. And I had a fun little game going on. I counted 62 women. And that was just like after I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
62 ladies in the summer flowy dress,
uh-huh.
light tanker shirt underneath, and the jean jacket.
Yes!
It was every time. And Nicole and I mean, we started really giggling at church because it was like so excessive.
Yeah.
Like we were like, what is happening here? But yeah, like so many ladies. And again, I lost count at 62.
Yeah.
Rocking that look. Are you wearing it? No, you're not.
Well,
you got a denim shirt.
Yeah, denim kind of.
Jacket.
It's jacket.
Because
yeah,
you rock
exactly.
that look, too.
I do.
That
I
is
like,
the official look for ladies.
Well, and I want to point out that it's just very comfortable this time of year because you never know what you're going to get in Colorado, especially. I mean, different times of day. It could be warm, cold, you know,
sure,
right
sure,
in the
sure.
middle.
Yeah,
and with
yeah,
that
yeah.
kind of outfit, you can take that jean jacket off, just wear the flowy dress.
Yep.
Or if you get a little chilly, that jean jacket goes right back on.
Hey, I mean, like I said, it's a good look.
You know?
It's a fine look.
Yes.
Y'all look beautiful.
And you know what I love about it?
But damn, it's funny.
It never goes out of style.
Really?
That's one of the looks that will stick with us. A jean jacket is a solid staple to have in your wardrobe because you'll never have to get rid of it.
I got
to
get me a jean jacket then.
Always going to be fashionable.
Although I'm going to screw it up because I'm going to wear jeans with the jean jacket and I'll have a
denim
shirt
on
underneath. And then probably a denim hat or something.
No, I did
denim. And blue sneaks.
I'm the been so afraid to do denim on denim, but I did it on Friday, and I felt really good about myself.
Let your denim shine.
I sure did.
Let that denim shine. Let that denim shine.
My little light of mine.
You got that
I'm
Canadian
gonna
tuxedo.
Let that denim shine.
I love it.
So funny. Yeah, well, y'all, again, I want to reiterate, because I know all of you like coming after me. You looked beautiful, and it's a good look. I just thought it was damn funny that I lost count at 62, ladies.
Yeah, and you made a good point there.
62 denim jacket.
That's the most important part. We all look really good.
Damn,
in
y'all look fine.
Yeah.
I was having impure thoughts about you in church.
Oh,
too far. Went too far. Second observation over the weekend is, I guess Friday. Friday we went down to opening day with the Rockies.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tread lightly here because I know this guy is a hardcore listener.
Yeah.
Nice guy. Don't remember his name. Nice guy.
Can we give him a shout out? I love Brian.
Brian. Brian, nice guy.
I answered myself there.
Brian's a nice guy.
I love Brian.
I didn't recognize him for a few minutes. He does come out to a lot of our stuff, but I did not. I will honestly say I didn't recognize him for the first couple minutes.
Yeah.
But Brian comes rolling up with a duffel bag.
Yes.
And he cracked it open. Uh-huh. I was like, "Who? What is this guy doing? What's he got in this duffel bag?"
Yeah.
And he goes, "Hey, come here." And I go, "Oh boy, what do we got over here?
What's in
this guy's
bag?
Selling me ecstasy or something?
What's gonna happen?"
He goes, "Hey, you want a slice of banana bread?" And in that bag, he had about 40 little individually sliced up pieces of banana bread tucked nicely into Ziploc bags.
Uh-huh.
And I think I threw him off. And I feel like I insulted him because I looked him right in the face and I go, "No."
Yeah, I know, but does he know who you are?
I mean, if he is a longtime listener.
Of course he said no.
You think Jerry Bear's sticking his hand into a random duffel bag full of banana bread? Ain't going to happen.
Happening.
Ain't going to happen. So I looked him right after I said no. I looked him right in the face again. I go, "Give Katie my piece."
Yeah, I know you did.
Katie will eat anything.
Yeah, I sure do. But it's funny because I know Brian from another station I worked at as well years ago, like 20 years ago. So
That's
I've
good.
Known him for a really long time. And I've never really been able to chat with him face to face. So
nicest
when he came
dude.
Up, first of all, I was like, "You look so familiar. How do I, you know what I mean?" Like I had to piece two and two together. And then he did the same thing. He opened up his bag. It was like, "Do you want some banana bread?" And I mean, yes.
Just, like, good
for
guy.
Me, yeah.
Kind-hearted.
Exactly.
Word of advice, though, a little tip. I don't think anybody wanted your banana bread, sir.
That's the thing. This is something he does. This is something he does, and people know him for it. Like
nobody
he goes
in our group
out,
knew
and nobody
random
knew it,
banana
but,
bread guy.
But he does go out, and he's like famous for his banana bread, which, side note, when I was touching it, felt very moist.
It looked very moist
It looked
in there.
Very good. Like,
looked
it
very
looked like
moist.
A tasty piece of banana bread. But as I told him, if anybody was listening to the show Thursday and Friday, I didn't feel all that great those last couple days of
nice
last
excuse.
Week. Well, no, but I didn't. Remember, my stomach hurt, and I told him that. I was like, "I actually gave your banana bread to our promo kid, and he loved it. Thought it was great.
Give it to the intern, because if they die, it's no big deal."
Exactly. Like, they don't have to do a show Monday.
If we're going to lose anybody this weekend, it's going to be one of our promo guys.
But thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
Promo kid said it was great.
I'm sure it was delish. Time for a little PMI action with JKJ here at MIX. PMI, what is that, Jer? I don't understand. I don't get it. Well, it's easy there, fella. Three different stories, a positive, a minus, and something interesting to start your day. Who had the P today? Was it Katie?
I've got the P.
I got the P over here.
I love this, too, because the votes are in, and it looks like the butter chicken taco from India has won Taco Bell's first ever global taco vote.
What?
So this, I'm a big fan. I love butter chicken when it comes to Indian food. So the fact that they've put it in a taco,
so good.
Sign me up. But the biggest thing about this is the fact that Taco Bell is bringing a taco over to domestic menus. Now, they do this a lot, right? Like in other countries, Taco Bell has completely different menus and they like to keep it that way. Like if you have a taco in Italy from Taco Bell, you're probably not going to find that over here in the U.S., right? And a lot of it is because
it's a taco.
Yeah.
You feel that with the meatballs.
But you can't get the ingredients that you can over in Italy as you can here in the U.S. And
really?
So they're saying that's a big reason because with Taco Bell, it's about consistency. If you have a taco from Taco Bell one place, it needs to be the same in the other
okay.
so that they can and be straightforward about it. They weren't able to do that for a long time, but now they can.
They're
so
in it.
They've started bringing over the tacos from other countries, and I hope that they keep doing this. Yes.
Butter chicken taco?
Yeah.
Is the shell made out of naan? Na-na-na-na.
It's not, but
missed opportunity.
That's a good question.
Such a missed opportunity.
But
a thin naan shell?
Yes. I'm a big fan of naan, so you can sign me up for that. But yeah, so they also have, because that's what they did. They had the Indian inspired butter chicken taco, and then they pitted it up against the chicken taco from Thailand, which is the kickin' chicken taco, and the butter chicken taco won. So that one is going to come over to the U.S. And again, I really hope that they start doing this and bringing other tacos over. Who knows? Maybe U.S. tacos could go over there, too.
You never
maybe
know.
They could have a Doritos Locos taco in their life and never look back.
Possibilities are
endless. You know
what
I mean? So,
wow.
Yay, Taco
yay,
Bell.
Tacos.
A big positive to start off the week.
I think we're going from a Taco Bell story to a Taco Bell story, aren't we, Josh?
We are,
and this is,
wow.
So, what are the odds of that, Katie? You brought us up with Taco Bell. I'm going to bring us down with Taco Bell. New York University has researched.
Happens, right?
I know, right? Yeah. this is the payoff. New York University spent 6 years analyzing Taco Bell sales of sugary drinks and whether putting a tax on sugary drinks like sodas affects anybody's ability to choose, you know, I'm going to go for the healthier soda or not. And it does not, actually.
Oh, no.
There is no reduction at all. Over 6.8 billion transactions of people going for healthier drinks, water, over the sodas when they put a health tax on there. No one chose the water over that.
No
when they
one?
Got the no, when they got the soda that comes along with the actual meal that they're ordering. Despite taxes per ounce, customers showed no significant reduction in drink calories at all. And I hate to say it, I'm part of that. I want an ice cold Baja Blast at Taco Bell to wash down everything. It hits so much harder than any type of water. Or anywhere else I go, I always go for like the ice cold Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, you're right. Like the Chalupa tastes better with the Baja Blast.
It does.
I don't know why it does. It does. Like, it's
I mean,
so
are you
much get,
you're getting sodas too. You like a diet Dr. Pepper, don't you?
You just went to Taco Bell last week, didn't you?
No,
say
I was pissed because they didn't have Dr. Peppers. They don't carry Dr. Peppers at
right.
Taco Bell.
So you made you mad, but you still
made
got
me mad.
Something.
Well, I got the Nachos Bel Grande.
Yeah. You didn't get a soda with it though.
No, ma'am.
Not that time.
No, I was a good boy. Just swallowed my own spit. All right, let's wrap things up with the interesting. Now, it is kind of sad, but honestly, it really is interesting. We got to give a shout out to the world's oldest living land animal has sadly passed away. Jonathan the turtle, a giant tortoise. What's that?
I don't know. You might have gotten got.
Yeah, this says he died. Died peacefully on St. Helena Beach in the South Atlantic Ocean area. I don't know.
Nope.
I know. I was reading it this morning. He died. He dead. Yeah,
Jonathan,
there's
the
a hoax going around, too, that says he didn't die.
No, there's one here that says still alive despite reports of death.
I don't think so.
3 days ago.
No,
I don't know. Are we getting to the bottom of this?
Okay, so I saw all those stories, and then I double-checked news stories that came out this morning that says that he did, in fact, die. This is the interesting right here.
I know.
If
it
anybody
is.
Knows, hold let on. Us know. Well, he was up 193 years old if he did die.
If he, I know. But here's the thing. Like, you're right. There are conflicting
reports here. But everything I saw this morning says, yes, he did, in fact, die.
What happened to Jonathan the tortoise? Now
well, he's
we
dead.
Don't know. I don't know if he is, Jeremy.
He's dead. You guys, he died.
I
don't.
I checked the
go.
Live cam, and he was just laying
did
there
you,
on his back.
Oh, no.
He was on the top, just laying on his back.
Bad news out there.
Yeah. Yeah, he's dead.
Okay. We will keep looking into
dug
this
deep.
Story.
He's dead, you guys. He's already in a stew. He's in turtle stew.
Oh,
right
no.
22 hours ago, MSN says world's oldest known tortoise, 193, is alive and well.
I don't think so.
News of Jonathan's death is a hoax.
I saw the one 15 minutes
MSN
ago that said he was
15
dead.
Minutes ago?
I double-checked before we even went on the air.
Everything's saying he's 16 minutes ago saying he's alive.
I am so
I don't know.
Sad
I don't know.
Jonathan right now. I know.
Jonathan text us call
story
because
in the
I
trash.
Saw they tried to make it an April Fool's Day thing. I remember that.
What a horrible and April Fool's
I
joke.
No, it's so
who
bad.
Who does that?
It's so bad.
Here's what we're doing on April Fools. We're going to say the oldest turtle is dead. What? What a horrible joke.
It's so bad.
I don't know.
Oh,
what to
Jonathan, if you're alive, text us.
No, he's not because he's dead.
Okay.
No.
He's dead.
I don't want him to be.
Gosh. He dead, you guys.
Okay.
Okay! Well, that's interesting today. Truly interesting, because nobody knows what the hell's going on with the world's oldest turtle. Somebody text us if they know somebody involved with the world's oldest tortoise.
Please.
193. Is he dead?
Is he still kicking it? Oh.
This makes me happy.